Hey there, my name is Gary Sims and this is Gary Explains. Today I want to take a first look at power over Ethernet. What is it and why should you use it? So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. This is the first in two videos about power over Ethernet. In this first one, I want to talk about what it is and how you use it. And in the second one, I want to talk specifically about how you can power a Raspberry Pi using power over Ethernet. Now, inside the cables that we use for our wired local area networks, there are a number of different strands, different individual wires that are used to carry the data back and forth. And they can also be used to carry not only data, but also power. And that means that there is a system called power over Ethernet, so a way of sending electricity over an Ethernet cable, so that when you plug it into a device, it can be powered from the current and the voltage that's going over that cable, and you don't need a second power supply. Now, of course, that's really, really useful when you want to reduce the wiring that's needed for each individual device. A classic example is a security camera. You've got one mounted on your wall, let's say. Do you want to run an Ethernet cable to it and then a power cable to it and then work out where all they go and where's the nearest plug so you can plug it in? Wouldn't it be much nicer if you could just plug in the Ethernet cable and that transfers the data and the power at the same time? So for this to work, there needs to be a device that puts the power onto the Ethernet cable. Technically, that's called a PSE, a power source equipment. And there are two main ways of doing it. One is you buy a switch. Let's say you're buying a new gigabit Ethernet switch, and some of the ports on that switch provide PoE. So the moment you put in that cable, you have the option of having power going down that line. That means that if you've got a switch and you've got a few devices connected to it, you can actually just run them off the security cameras or whatever it is you're going to connect to it just from that point, and they have power and they have data connectivity. The other way is to use an injector. That's a small device that you plug into the mains and you also plug in the Ethernet cable at one end without power on it, and then coming out from the other side, it now has power and the data. Now, there are several standards around the whole power over Ethernet. The two that you probably need to worry about are power over Ethernet and power over Ethernet Plus. So one is the 802.3AF standard from 2003, and it provides up to 12.95 watts over the cable. And that was upgraded in 2009 to the 802.3AT standard, which provides up to 25.5 watts, and that's called PoE Plus. Now, the great thing about PoE Plus, it's backwards compatible, which means if you have a PoE switch, power over the Ethernet switch, or an injector, you can still plug in a normal PoE device and it will just use the right amount of power. So here's a quick demo using an injector that I've got and a MikroTik audience. If you're interested in the MikroTik audience, I do have a review here on this channel where I talk about the MikroTik audience and tri-band mesh networking. Now, the MikroTik audience can be powered via PoE. So this is the injector. This is from TP-Link. You can get them from many, many different companies. I will leave some links to Amazon if you want to find out more detail about some of the things I'm showing you today. So this is the injector. Basically, in here goes the input to your LAN. So from your switch, whatever network setup you've got, and then the power. So you can imagine that's exactly how it is. The data and power, and then out this end you get one thing only, which is the Ethernet cable, and it comes out with power on it, power over Ethernet. So let's connect that up. In here we're just going to stick, this is my cable to my nearby router, to my nearby switch, that's not a problem. And then also here we have a power connector for it, comes in the box, and that just goes in here like that. So now we have power and Ethernet going in on one side. Now here is the base of my MikroTik audience, and I've got a Ethernet cable going into that first port that says it supports PoE. So we're just going to put that over there. And now you take the injector and literally you connect it up like that. And we'll be able to see now that the MikroTik starts to boot up. There you go. You can see the power light there starting to boot up because, and there's no other cables going into it. No other else, no other power. It's just the Ethernet cable going in there. And now it has power and it's working because it's got power over Ethernet. Okay, that's it for the introduction to PoE. In the next video, I'm going to talk specifically about PoE and the Raspberry Pi. I'm going to show you two ways to power a Raspberry Pi using PoE. Okay, that's it. My name is Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Gary Explains. And also, if you're interested in my newsletter, go over to GaryExplains.com, type in your email address, no spam, just the newsletter, and I think you'll really enjoy it. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.